Hey, Edmonton.
Hey, LeDuc. How you doing? You're looking nice today.
Thank you. 27 years young, you know, no big deal.
What do you have behind your back?
I just got a little something-something for somebody's special day. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Edmonton. Happy first birthday to you. My little Edmonton service. 1 year old already. Time flies, right?
Yes.
How you feeling?
Great. I'm getting big and strong already.
You sure are. Grown like a weed, I'd say. Yeah. So much enthusiasm.
And boundless energy.
Yes, you do have that. And that is why I have a coffee bar.
Yeah. Hey, LeDuc, I just wanted to say thank you for everything you've done for me. I wouldn't be here without you. And I know it's not like things were easy for you guys starting out. Getting by with little to no money, growing up in dingy clubhouses and school gymnasiums.
And our poofy hair and mullet phases with the neon lights and the 90s carpet. We don't need to talk about it.
And I know it took so much work to get your name out there. How did you even connect with people? You didn't even have social media. When I launched, I had my own Instagram campaign.
Well, back in the day, we used to go door to door and talk to people in person.
No way.
True story.
Well, again, thanks for all the help. I'm feeling pretty blessed. You helped me launch from a place of strength. You paid for everything I needed, found me a great place to live, and sent me so much support. Without you, I'm not sure I'd still be here.
Don't say that. You are exactly what this region needs. You are so friendly, warm, and inviting.
Stop. You're making me blush.
And don't think it's just, you know, grown-up LeDuc helping little baby Edmonton. You've actually come into your own, and you've been a blessing to me.
Really?
Yeah, really. You breathed into me a fresh new passion. You got me so excited to stretch beyond what I could do on my own. And to be honest, you created a lot more room for new guests, too.
Well, it's not like we won't see each other still. I mean, we have family get-togethers.
Like encounter nights.
And heart and soul night.
Mm-hmm.
And on Christmas Eve, we're all going to get together once your renovations are done.
In Jesus' name. All right. Enough chit-chat. Eat your cupcake. Calories don't count on your birthday.
I am not worried about that. I burn off all my calories every Sunday when we do setup and takedown in the movie theater.
Yeah. I gotta say that when you moved into a movie theater at the mall, I was not sure how that was gonna go. But that like vibey atmosphere and the team spirit and the whatever it takes attitude, I love what you've done with the place.
Thanks. And hey, you know, just because I have my own place doesn't mean I'm not gonna keep helping you. The more I grow and try new things, I can spark fresh ideas and passions for you. I'll help keep you young and vibrant.
I am counting on it. And I'll hope you know I've always got your back. It's honestly been a privilege setting you up for success, and I will always invest in you.
Oh, that reminds me. I need to come do my laundry.
Anytime, birthday boy. My house is still your house. Your house radiates its light.
His house is my shelter and a secret retreat.
It is there I find peace in the midst of the storm.
I was overjoyed when they said, "Let's go up to the house of the Lord."
I will enter his presence, offering sacrifices and praise.
In his house, I am overcome with joy.
We feast until we are full on the goodness of your
house. My passion consumes me for your
completely
house.
Completely devoted to protecting your
house. I know
house.
That you will welcome me into
One
your house.
One day in your house beats thousands spent anywhere else.
I want the privilege of living with him every moment in
I
his house.
I will always be with the eternal in your
How
house.
How blessed
forever.
Are those who make your house their home.
You are God's house.
You are the house he has built.
You are the house where
you
God dwells.
You are the
dwells.
House where God dwells.
What is Heart for the House? Why Heart for the House? Well, before we talk about that, let me ask you this. Have you ever gone to the store for that one item only to come out with a cart full of stuff? It happens way too frequently. This is called the curse of Costco. You're cruising the aisle looking for that one thing you came in to get only to see the latest little something you didn't even know existed. And faster than you can add 2 + 2, you've convinced yourself you need that item and boom, it's in the cart. And then down the next aisle. Oh yeah, I might need that thing next week. Oh, a walkie-talkie set on sale? Don't have one of those. That might come in handy when there's an apocalypse someday. Mm-hmm. It's scary, isn't it? Well, what is that? That is the power of awareness. It's when seeing leads to needing. You know, often awareness can work against us. It leads us to buy stuff that doesn't really satisfy. But awareness, it can also work for us. It can lead us to things that really matter, like stories. And awareness is actually one of the reasons that we have Heart for the House. And Heart for the House, it's a focal point in the year where we allow our hearts and our vision or our awareness to be stretched towards something that's very close to God's heart, and that's His church.
Maybe you've never really considered church as more than a place you just attend. But church is God's heart. He's passionate for His church. He gave up His life for His church. The church is God's plan, not only for rescuing, restoring, and healing His broken world, but a place where we, our family, and our friends can flourish and grow and thrive. I think that there's something deep down inside that we long to be a part of, a place where our lives make a difference. We want our lives to be about more than just stuff. There's something in us that wants our lives to matter beyond this life. But so often, we don't know how to actually experience this type of life. So often, the distractions of right now overshadow the value of the eternal. But the truth is, there's something we can do with our little bit of time, with this little slot of life that can make an eternal difference. Our right now resources have the potential to make a forever difference. If we learn how to use these resources as a tool, we learn how to leverage money for stories and not just stuff. And the Heart for the House is an opportunity to do just that, to intentionally put our resources to work, building more stories.
You know, one category of stories that's especially close to our heart is the future generations. Mm-hmm. And you know, someone once said that great churches, number one, they love Jesus. That's kind of important. Number two, they love like Jesus. And number three, they plan to reach the next generation with the love of Jesus. Yeah. And right from day one, we've been about building and positioning the church to reach, impact, and empower the upcoming generations. Why? Well, partly because growing up, we both experienced a church environment that lacked that kind of focus. I know it's something stirred in our hearts that we wanted something better. Church should not be something that kids or young people or anybody for that matter should simply endure. Right. It should be that place in their week that they long to go to, the place that's full of life and it gets them excited about life and an environment that breathes hope into them and it unlocks the amazing potential that God has put inside them and it's an environment that sets them up for greatness. Mm-hmm. Plus, when we started the church, nearly every conversation we had going door to door, doing community surveys with people, the biggest need everybody said was, we need something for our young people. There's nothing for young people in this city. And we thought, great, we're young, we might be able to help with that. You know, but what started out as simply filling a need, it became a passionate commitment that is still a driving motivation behind all that we do as a church. You know, there's a really great verse in Psalm 78. I want to read it. It's in verses 3 and 4. It says, things that we have heard about, things that we have known, things which our ancestors declared to us again and again, we will not keep these things secret from their children. Rather, we will tell the coming generation all about the praise that is due to the Eternal One. We will tell them all about His strength, power, and wonders. You know, I think it's interesting that they didn't say our children, even though they were talking about their own kids. But they said their children. Yeah. In other words, our ancestors' children. They recognized that the current generation of kids, their very own kids, weren't just their own kids. They were also someone else's kids, their ancestors' kids. You know, I believe that we've been entrusted with the stewardship of the next generation. Mm-hmm. And they're not just our own kids. They're God's kids. And he's trusting us to pass on the God stories to them so that they can discover their place in God's story. One thing that's so exciting about doing church for 27 years is seeing the kids and teens that were part of church in the early years, in the early days, and they're still part of church today. They were building the church 15, 20, 27 years ago when they were kids, when they were teenagers. And you know what? They are still helping to build God's house. They're bringing their kids. Their kids are meeting Jesus. They're serving Jesus alongside with their parents. They are amazing leaders in the church today. But what's so exciting is the impact that their lives are having outside the church. Yeah. You know what? In the community, in their businesses, in their careers. You know, their lives are such a powerful testimony of the flourishing that happens when we find our place in God's story and when our lives get connected to and we invest in God's house.
I've been coming to City Life for 22 and a half years.
Since I was 12 years old.
I was quite young.
11.
12 years old.
8 years old.
16.
16. 16 years old.
I was looking for some identity and I was looking for some guidance.
At the time, I was actually battling depression.
I used to isolate myself quite a lot.
I felt like life back then was just lonely.
As soon as I walked into City Life, I was hooked.
It was so different than what I had imagined church to be. It wasn't a church for adults, it was a church for everyone.
Made you feel like you were part of the family, made you feel like you were welcome.
Monica was the youth leader at the time, and it's really hard to be around her and not want to be a part.
I think we have incredible pastors and they pull out leadership in people that we often don't realize is there.
Well, and it quickly became fun. It wasn't just the tasks that we were completing, but it was the friendships that we were building.
When we were first doing youth stuff, we would have these terrible nights of singing to CDs. I'll just figure out how to play guitar because it's something that I think we need right now.
Lauren was there and he was so cute. Of course I wanted to be there.
The more that you submerge yourself into City Life culture, you kind of see the vision that the pastors have or the vision that the team has and the legacy that they're trying to build. And it really inspires you to be a part of that.
One of the people that really took me under her wing was Joy Dawn. She literally gave her time, her life, her heart, and poured it all onto mine.
You know, I remember week after week picking up teens for youth, and one specific teen I can remember is Katie. At first she seemed to enjoy to be there, and then sometimes she didn't really want to, and I just kept calling her and being like, come on, I'll come pick you up. And then all of a sudden she just stopped coming and she wasn't around.
And I went off and kind of made a mess of my life. Joy Dawn and Monica came to see me and they spoke life into me and they showed me no judgment and they truly loved me for who I was. I'm so grateful that for people that love me even when I'm broken.
Hearing her story now and the victories that she's had and the things that she's overcome and to know that my contribution all those years ago made a difference now is really powerful.
When I had the opportunity to do the same for teens, I took full advantage of that.
Everybody gets to contribute to a bigger purpose. One of the ways that I can see my impact is when I donate financially, I get to help build the church. I know that my finance keeps the heat on. I know that it provides the chairs that you guys sit in. Even though I am only in City Life Leduc, I know that my finance over the years has helped contribute to launch the Edmonton service, and so I feel like I am a part of the Edmonton service because of that.
When you've been a part of the church for longer than you've been out of it, it shapes you.
It pulled out leadership skills in me, the ability to relate to other people that are maybe different, to work together in a team.
The importance of relationships and the importance of putting people first in everything has definitely made a difference in like my work experience.
All that Jesus has been working in me and through me is more than just spiritual. It's practical. I use it in my business as a realtor. I use it in my business as a photographer.
It has helped me to push me forward to start a business.
It automatically enhances what you can do with your job, how you can teach your children.
I teach junior high here in Leduc, doing as best I can to represent and reflect the love of God to students.
Because of what I've experienced at church, I could say I'm a better father, a better husband, and a better employee.
I never would have even considered a career or an education in the aspect of working with kids if I first hadn't been serving in the church doing that, because that's where my skills and that passion grew.
The church is going through huge changes again, and the vision that they have now is just larger than anything that I'd been a part of before. So you just want to keep serving and growing and being connected, because I want to see where it goes.
It's building a community of people who are, you know, working towards a goal, and that's like the establishing of the kingdom of God here on earth, that's making lives better for people.
It is one of those things that is so rewarding.
It's worth it because people are worth it. You'll never regret getting involved. It always comes back to better you. It always comes back to encourage you. It always comes back to support you.
My husband coming to church and being connected that way, being baptized, raising our children through the church.
You know, I've had so many years of bad behaviors. I just want to be like Jesus. And, you know, over the years, I've slowly started to see things. I've started to see patience and love, the power to give people grace.
If I hadn't been a part of City Life Church, I'm not convinced I'd have made it this long as a teacher.
I feel like I would be a grumpy old man.
I think I would be living a very isolated, very pointless life.
I don't know if I would be living a sober life.
If you're considering, like, hey, I think this could be a place where I could belong, where I could be part of something that's bigger than myself, I would say test it. Try it.
Church is a great place to discover that and to learn and to grow.
And you grow together.
Find someone that looks like they're having fun or they're doing something that maybe you're interested in and say, can I be a part of this?
You know, you don't have to be the best right away or ever. I mean, I'm certainly not the best when it comes to, you know, playing guitar, but use what you have and I think make the effort.
Ask God to remove that fear and just take that push, take that step.
What could your life be like in 5 years, or if you choose to plant and say, this is my home, this is where I want to invest, this is where I want my kids to grow, this is where I want my family to flourish. If you could feel what my heart feels, you would never ever question if you should get involved. Invest, give, have fun, build friendships, and make a long-term decision that you're never leaving, no matter what. My heart is for our church. My heart is for God's house.
Heart for the House is more than just about legacy. It's also about right now. From a practical standpoint, we're building a regional multimedia venue that we will begin to market to the business and arts community, which will not only supplement our building's costs, but free up and provide more resource to continue to invest in the stories of people. But from an eternal standpoint, we are making a home that's expanded so God's family can continue to expand in our region. The stories that are unfolding right in front of us every week in both locations.
Hi, we're Chelsea and Javine.
And we've been coming to City Life Edmonton since the second week that they launched.
I was a hermit, a guaranteed homebody. I have my circle, my wife, and my family.
And it's video games. I was also having a hard time trying to have committed relationships with people that were genuine and heartfelt. So I felt lonely so much of my life. I had absolutely no faith before City Life. Some of our friends, Ashley and Louise, kind of pushed us to come.
I had Jeremy Blackwood just right there in my bubble asking me all these questions.
We had to answer his questions and he had to get to know us that day. Yeah. And it was just,
it was like, excellent.
It's kind of contagious because, like, one person talks to you and then you're automatically like, oh, I like these people. Who else can I talk to? And then you go and talk to people and it's great.
And also the upbeat services and singing and dancing.
In a theater. You can definitely see how, like, they make it easy to say yes to Jesus. And, like, I know that's the motto and everything, but they really, really do. When we were on our ride home from our first service ever, I kind of cried a little bit and like told Javine, like, I gotta go back. I really, really, really liked it and I really, really want to go back. And when he said, I do too, I knew that he felt the impact that I did.
We stayed. We couldn't get enough.
It's just grown every time that we've come back. We've just held such appreciation for the people that we're surrounding ourselves with. And when we get to go and we get to serve for those people, we know that we're not just serving for those people, but we're serving for City Life and we're serving for God too.
As I faced all these challenges, I found that I enjoyed them. And I wanted to kind of go on to the next step. I never volunteered ever before in my life. I volunteer all the time now and I love it. I'd say that's actually where I get my greatest sense of importance. We honestly get along with misfits, like just ragtag bag of misfits, because that's what we are. We're misfits, and it's very easy for us to reach out to people who are unique. And City Life is full of unique people.
An amazing, like, bouquet of personalities.
You can't really have a good relationship until you see somebody who have that fruit on the tree. And I find at City Life there's an abundance of great relationships to feed and learn off of. Definitely looking back on our last year since we've started at City Life Edmonton, there's been so many different changes. We go out and do things with other human beings.
I had emptiness inside that is no longer there, and if you have any inkling or any need to want to be fulfilled, this is the place to do it.
I'd just like to thank everybody for being a beacon of light. Jen and Jeremy, I'd just like to thank you guys for being impact players, for definitely loving and caring on us, and showing us what an awesome relationship looks like.
And Mike and Monica, who knew pastors could be rock stars too?
Yeah.
Like, they are amazing. So to our LeDuc family at the mothership, I'd love to say thank you so much for having faith that we'd be able to grow to the extent that we have.
If it wasn't for all you amazing people behind the scenes who provided everything for us a year ago, me and my awesome trophy wife would never have stepped foot into the theaters at City Life Edmonton.
You know, one of the advantages of having a strong home base is that it really allows us to be able to do future endeavors with strength. Yes. I think back of the days when we met at the Kinsman Hall. The church started with a grand old offering of $872. Remember the sound system was what somebody had sitting in their basement and was generous enough to lend it to us. You know, and I contrast that as to how we've started in Edmonton and the location at West Edmonton Mall with the sound and the lights and the team. And, you know, as you give to Heart for the House, it may be for a building that looks like it's just LeDuc, but it's not just LeDuc.
Right.
It's the future of City Life.
Yes.
And we're building something together. Yes. And the equity that gets established here, it will become the equity that will advance all of us together in all locations.
Right.
And as we give today, we're not just giving to just this building, but we're giving to the future of City Life to establish us in a place of strength for all future ventures. What would happen if we viewed our right now resources as seed instead of for something we think we need right now? You know, the wise farmer understands that their future depends on the seed that they sow. And it's important that we don't just consume all of the resources that we have for our appetites right now, but to make sure that something is being set aside so it can work for us in the future. Being intentional about not letting our appetites for today determine how our resources are used, but letting purpose determine how they're used. 2 Corinthians 9:11 talks about this. It says, "He gives you something so that you can give it away, which grows into full-formed lives." The true riches of our lives, it's not the stuff, it's the stories.
You know, the stories of your kids meeting Jesus in a way that will set them up to be difference makers in their world and in their generation. Stories that involve your neighbors coming to church, their marriage, it's restored. And every time they see you, they tear up because you were part of this new chapter in their story. the stories of your Far From Jesus kids after many years of wandering and squandering, finally, miraculously making their way home to God's heart, and stories of the lonely loner finding family and friends in God's house, and stories of entrepreneurs meeting through church and discovering shared passions for justice, and then they launch organizations or campaigns or projects to rescue and restore the marginalized, the poor, or even the enslaved. Stories of addicts that find real community and freedom they didn't even think was possible. Stories of abused children who grew into shame-scarred, fearful, bitter, broken adults. But then they encounter God's healing love in a strength group. Stories of you'll never see me in church relatives who secretly watch church online for 3 months, and they sneak into church one Sunday and have their world rocked by the real tangible presence of God.
This is why we have Heart for the House. We want to make sure we're investing in more stories. These stories, they're our treasure in heaven. And when we partner together, every story becomes a part of your story. We might be investing in a building, but we're not just giving to a building. We're investing in what happens in the building. We're making room for more stories. Ask yourself, do I want just more stuff, or do I want more stories? So much of life walks away. People can walk away. Family can walk away. Careers can walk away. But this kind of investment never walks away. These stories, they're your story. They're a part of you for the rest of your life. There are investments in life that you might feel that was a total loss. But when it comes to God's house and God's kingdom, what we invest of our time, our talent, and our treasure, it can never be taken away or lost. Now what? What can I do? Can we live in such a way that sets up the future church for greater things? Let us never take for granted that what we're experiencing today, someone else sacrificed and paid the price for yesterday. What we are sacrificing for today is for the future generations, and also those that are hungry right now for more meeting, looking for something to satisfy the emptiness in their soul. You know, we have a building today because 15 years ago, there was a group of us that stood in this place and we said, it's worth it. It's worth the sacrifice. It's worth the effort.
You know, if you became a part of City Life since 2004, the year that we located to our current location, our current building in Leduc, you know, someone else thought that you were worth it. Someone else contributed to a house so that it could become home for you, for your family, for your kids, even your friends. You know, there is so much stuff that we purchase only to discover after a couple weeks or months or worse, even a single use, it wasn't worth it. Like, that was a poor life choice. The shoes that maybe you wore once, or the big boy toys you played with one season, but they're still sitting in the garage for the last 5 seasons. The kitchen gadgets maybe you collected but you don't use. The video games you get tired of. You know what you will never have buyer's remorse over? What you'll never say, well, that was a waste over? Stories. The stories of people whose lives were transformed because they found their way into God's house, where they discovered the true story that their lives were a part of, a story that gave them hope, that gave them peace, that gave them strength, that gave them courage, freedom, even a new beginning. Will you believe it's worth it for someone else? Will you help build the house so others can find home?
The church we see is more than just a meeting place. The church we see is thousands of individual stories finding their place in God's much bigger story. It's a story of family spread out, being brought home and into mission.
partnership with God, bringing His life and His purpose into every corner of the world it lives in. It's a church that loves abundantly. Its accent is grace, its dialect kindness, and its message is forgiveness. The church we see is vibrant and alive, with unity that reveals God's strength and diversity that reveals His heart of love. The church we see welcomes you to come as you are, but invites you not to stay that way. It's a church big enough to welcome thousands as it cares for the one. God's church is a church that endures. From one generation to another, God is telling a story and He's inviting us in. And at City Life, our goal is to reflect God in all that we are and all that we do. And we do whatever it takes. Join together as one body, revealing God's bigger story as we make it easy for people to say yes to Jesus.